This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk on Passionate World Internet Radio. According to reports, an arrest warrant has been issued for former NFL receiver Antonio Brown. The charge he's facing is attempted murder. Brown was detained by police after a shooting at a boxing match in Florida, the reports say. According to the Miami Herald, the police found no weapon on Brown, but found two spent shell casings and a damaged right-handed holster outside the arena. Regardless of what one thinks, we can all agree Brown was in the wrong place at the wrong time. He has a long history of controversy off the field, but it's the gun culture in pro sports I want to talk about. We hear stories of guys in football, baseball, basketball getting arrested for illegal possession of a firearm every once in a while. And I figured this is the right time to discuss this on my program. The truth is, pro athletes know their homes could be robbed. It's a consequence of being a millionaire. And they figure that they're going to need a gun to protect their place. You know the news that came out about Joe Burrow's home being robbed. Guys no doubt think it could happen to them. While it's a dumb move to break into the house of any athlete nowadays, given all of them are lifting weights, it could still happen. As such, athletes might conclude that they need a weapon to protect themselves in that scenario. But that's understandable. Other athletes, however, like other people, hear connections being made in society between gun ownership and toughness. It's American culture bled into locker rooms. Now that could lead to problems. It may lead to toxic behavior in some cases. The problem is that some athletes feel they should go to places where they'll definitely need a gun, which would be a bad decision, or don't understand how dangerous the gun they're holding really is. Ja Morant was a perfect example a short while back. So was Plaxico Burress, the NFL player who shot a hole in his leg a decade and a half ago. Both are incidents that should be drilled in athletes' heads to show them a gun isn't a toy. It's one thing to use a gun to protect your home. That is perfectly defensible. But using a gun as a display to show how tough you are, or to go to places where you'll need a gun, is just foolish. Sports leagues consistently hear of star players getting injured, but these leagues can't afford to hear stories of athletes getting killed off the field. That's why the NFL actually has a no-firearm policy during training camp. Until players in all four major pro sports start realizing that the wrong usage of a gun could lead to the worst possible outcome for everybody, we're going to have to keep hearing stories of athletes getting arrested for gun crimes. Nowadays, with stories of shootings left and right, leagues may have to toughen up against gun crime among athletes. Otherwise, the situation said athlete finds himself or herself in could end in tragedy. This is Dan Riley for Sports Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long.